Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Psalm 17, 4 says, concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I've kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Is there a destroyer?
Yes.
Is there one who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy?
Yes.
Do you need protection?
Yes.
Notice, he said, by the word of your lips, we'd say God's words. He's talking about God's lips. By God's words, I've kept myself from the paths of the destroyer. Keep reading. Hold up my goings in your paths, that my footsteps slip not. Now let's just stop right here. What if you're not going in his path? Are there any other paths besides his path?
Yes.
Are there any other plans besides his plan?
Yes.
Are there ways that seem right,
yes,
to men, but they're not right? And the end of them is not protection, but destruction. Can you go the right way or the wrong way? You can. You can go either one. Hold up my goings in your paths. Well, this is another way of saying you've committed your keeping to him because you chose his path for you. And he said that my footsteps slip not. Keep going, verse 6. I've called upon you, for you'll hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Phyllis and I have, you're not going to be in the ministry for almost 40 years, and the enemy never come against you on anything. And there's been a few things that the enemy tried to do to hinder us or to cause a problem. But the Lord's quickened us repeatedly to begin saying, no weapon formed against us will prosper. And one time we were talking about it, and Phyllis said, we're riding in the car. She said, to me, it's just like those missiles that are fired sometimes, but they don't find their target.
Amen.
I thought that's exactly right. A missile that was fired and didn't hit its target was a weapon that didn't prosper.
Amen.
Some of you need to say that out loud. No weapon,
no weapon
that's formed against me,
will prosper.
What does that mean? It doesn't mean that the enemy's not going to try anything. A weapon was formed. An attack was launched, but it didn't accomplish what the devil intended for it to accomplish. It wasn't successful in stealing and killing or destroying in your life, didn't find its mark, didn't hit its target. It turned out to be a dud. Not because the devil intended it for it to be a dud, but because one of your angels messed with the ignition device while it was in flight. Or he just shoved it off course a little bit, but it didn't prosper.
Amen.
It didn't hurt you like the enemy intended for it to hurt you. Say it again, no weapon,
no weapon
formed against me,
for against me
shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
It won't succeed what the enemy intended for it to do. Keep reading. He said, verse 8, keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings. Said out loud, hide me,
hide
under
me
the shadow of your wings. Go to Psalm 36. Psalm 36 and verse 5. Psalm 36, 5. I said, we're looking at a recurring theme. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Does God have a lot of mercy?
Yes.
And a lot of faithfulness?
Yes.
Keep going. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast. How excellent is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where is and what is under the shadow of his wings? What is that? It's a place of protection. It's a place where you're kept. It's a place where you're shielded, where you're covered from the dangers, from the attacks that are outside the cover of his wings. Hallelujah. Is there a picture here? Psalm 57:1. Now, it's not strange that we see repeated references to this in the Psalms. A number of the Psalms came through David. And a big part of what he used his faith for decades, was protection. As a boy, one of the first things he ever learned how to believe God for was protection. Out there with the sheep, protection from predators, bears and lions. And he got so strong in his faith for protection that he went hand to hand with the bear, which usually would be a very bad idea. Right?
Yes.
And when a lion came and got one of the lambs out of the flock, how many know what most shepherds would say? I lost one. Right?
Yeah.
Let's see how to protect the rest. But not David. He had gotten so close to the Lord out there singing and praising God all the time and using his faith for protection that he decided, I don't have to take this. No, you don't. No, you don't. Not. Who do you think you are coming in here to my flock? No, you don't. No, you didn't. And he ran out there and he grabs this lion and takes the sheep away from the lion. Now, normally, that's a very, very bad idea because this lion has decided, I don't have to hunt no more today. I've got my lunch. And you try to take it away from him? Oh, buddy, it's going to be a throwdown. But David killed the lion and saved the sheep. But you see, God was preparing him. Can you see this? Because when he wound up at the battle as a youth, just bringing some cheese and stuff, he's just a delivery boy. And he saw Goliath come out there. He looked around and couldn't figure out why nobody was taking this guy on. Don't they know? God will protect you. Don't they know? No, they didn't know. Because they hadn't been developing their faith. But his faith had gotten so strong that God could protect him, that he was willing to go out and face this giant killing machine. And God gave him such an amazing victory. It's recorded in the scriptures. It's become, you just say the words, David and Goliath, right?
Yes.
And you know all kind of things just by that phrase. And we're now here many generations later and past when it happened. It's an exploit.
Amen.
Of faith and the glory to God.
Amen.
But I'm saying we see this in the Psalms because then he had to run from Saul. You remember all that? He was believing God for protection. Look in Psalm 57:1. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. Yea, in the shadow of your wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. There's a place called the shadow of his wings. No, God's not a great big bird. But the picture helps us to understand it. God is able to put, like a giant bird would put its wings over you, God is able to do that. And you be underneath his power and his protection and his keeping. And in that place, for something to get to you, it'd have to come through him. And ain't nobody bigger than him. Nobody stronger than my God. Nobody even comes close. But then the question we should begin to ask ourselves, sounds like a great place. How do I get there? How do I stay there? Who's responsible for me being there? Am I there all the time? Does God put me there and keep me there? Can I put myself there? Can I take myself out of there? This place called under the shadow of his wings. Look with me in Psalm 91. Anybody remember this one? Psalm 91, 1. We looked at this one on the first day. We talked about God keeping us. We're emphasizing this part today, though. He that dwells in the secret place, well, it wouldn't be a secret to God. And if you're there, it wouldn't be a secret to you. So who's it a secret to? The enemy. The enemy can't find you. The enemy can't get to you in this place. The secret place of the Most High shall abide. I like that word. That means stay. That means live there, dwell there. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Shadow. What's a shadow? I mean, under these TV lights, I can see the shadow of my hand right here. Yeah. Right? Amen. And now, you're under the shadow. Yeah.
Yes.
That means you got to be close. Is that right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me